This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast for what I know will be a powerful, motivational mini-sode. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I love that you are back to hang out with me for a little while. Today's episode will be short, but we are going to talk about a seriously common challenge, and that is thinking too much, getting trapped in your head and thinking that your thoughts are facts. They are not. Your thoughts are not facts. One of the things I tell my Fat Loss Fast Track veterans on a very regular basis, and it's become one of our mantras within the group, is turn off the thought faucet. Yep, the thought faucet. That state of mind where we've left the moment, we've left reality, we've retreated inside our minds to manufacture all sorts of thoughts and fears and worries and concerns and to-dos and who knows what else. And I'll be honest, sometimes mine feels more like a fire hose than a faucet right at my face. Many of us are so used to the thought faucet, though, it's constantly running. We think it's normal. It's just how we operate. It's just who we are. And I know I felt that way for a long time, that I was just somebody who was always with thoughts and thoughts and thoughts. But it's not. That was a choice I was making. I was doing it deliberately. It doesn't happen by accident. While it might happen subconsciously, we are still in control. We have to turn off the thought faucet. It will help us move towards our goals. It'll help us make better food choices. It'll help us be happier. We have to turn off the thought faucet. Not only are we escaping reality when we're deep inside our minds, but we are manufacturing, by choice, stress, worry, apprehension, negativity. And those things tend to fuel the choices that keep us from reaching our goals. We create a state where we're more anxious than we need to be, more negative than we need to be. We're harder on ourselves than we need to be, and we miss out on the moment, which means we're missing out on all of these opportunities all around us to move in the direction of our goals because we're too busy manufacturing worries and problems. Turn off the thought faucet. It usually starts for most people first thing in the morning. And if you aren't consciously working to turn off the thought faucet, it's really going to start right away. We wake up and immediately think of how tired we are, how we wish we could go back to bed, what time we'll be able to get back to bed tonight, everything that has to be done today, that meeting we don't want to go to, what will we eat, what will we not eat, are there cookies around? Oh, I can't have cookies, I'm so fat. Weight loss, how am I going to lose weight? I'm hungry, what's for breakfast? I don't want to cook, there are no groceries. And it goes on and on and on as you go through the day, missing out on moments because you're manufacturing problems in your head that most likely have nothing to do with the actual moment that you're present in right now. And here's one of the most dangerous parts of this. We are not our thoughts. You are not your thoughts. But we think we are our thoughts. We think our thoughts are facts. You're not your thoughts. You are the thinker. You are in control. You just maybe haven't practiced that enough for it to be comfortable and something that is your default. Your thoughts are not facts. Just because you're thinking it does not make it true. Turn off the thought faucet. Stop leaving your body, leaving the moment, and retreating into your mind to manufacture problems and anxieties and drama. Most of us do this almost constantly related to our bodies. I'm so fat. I have no self-control. I look gross. None of my clothes fit. Losing weight is so hard. I don't have it, what it takes. What's wrong with me? And then it turns into, so I might as well have these cookies. We use that stream of negative consciousness that we fueled, that we created, to justify indulging, to make a case for not trying, to convince ourselves that today is actually not the day to take action, we'll do it tomorrow. That today is really not the day to practice self-discipline because after all, why bother? We're so fat, it's too hard. we talk ourselves out of doing the work required to move in the direction of our goals. Stop. And I know from experience how hard it is to turn off these thoughts, to slow down the thought faucet, to cap the fire hose when it's how you've operated for so long. It might be all you know. And I want to tell you some suggestions and some strategies because I want you to stop focusing on all that is wrong and creating more that might go wrong, that isn't fair, that you might someday have to worry about. I want you to stop focusing on all that you cannot do and all that might go wrong and focus instead on what you can do and on what is right. I want you to stop waking up and immediately focusing on how we don't have enough time to make breakfast or work out, on how the day is so stressful and there's so much on your plate, and how you ended up in a meeting that's going to serve pizza for lunch, or how you're fighting with your spouse, or none of the clothes in your closet fit, how money is tight. Because we use those created thoughts, that forward focus that has nothing to do with this moment, to justify the choices that are keeping us from our goals. That is the thought faucet. You're letting your thoughts lead. You are acting as though you are your thoughts, and you are not. You are the thinker. Now, I'm sharing this with you and being honest about the fact that this is something I work on every single day. I am not immune to the thought faucet and the thought fire hose. I find myself acting as if I am my thoughts, getting carried away, carrying myself away with the manufacture of drama. I'm so busy. There's no time. What am I going to do about this? How am I going to get this all done? Sometimes I catch myself doing it and I redirect. Other times I don't catch myself, but what I'm working on doing is training myself to recognize when I feel anxious or stressed or upset. And here's why. 9 times out of 10, maybe 9.5 times out of 10, when I feel anxious or stressed or upset, it's because I'm waist deep in the waters of my thought faucet, right? So I'll think, wow, Elizabeth, you're super stressed or super overwhelmed. And I'll scan what I've been focusing on, what I've been thinking about. And yep, it's always the thinking. So I challenge myself to just slow down, dial it back. And one of the things I say to myself quite regularly is, sometimes out loud, sometimes in writing, sometimes just in my head, I am calm and deliberate. And that's just what is a trigger for me to stop with the, what about this? And what about this? And what am I going to do about this? And what if this happens? And I'm super stressed about this. And what if this doesn't work out? I am calm and deliberate. And I love that word deliberate because it reminds me to think of what is now and next. What can I deliberately choose to get done or to focus on right now? I am calm and deliberate. What that means to me is that I'm not 10 steps ahead or 10 days ahead or 10 items on my to-do list ahead or 10 months ahead. I'm right here. I'm right here and I'm calm and deliberate right now. What happens now? What do I need to do now? What can I do now? I am calm and deliberate, so I assess what's going on and what needs to be done. And when I'm telling myself this, when I'm telling myself, Elizabeth, you're calm and you are deliberate, I want to be more aware of my presence. This is something that's completely new to me that I never did. I was always so worried, stressing, next, that I was very rarely just aware of being right here, right now. And that might sound woo-woo to you, and maybe it is, but it's how I break myself out of the thought faucet. The way my body feels. Where is there tension right now in my body? I'll just do a scan of like, how do I feel right now? As I'm sitting here in this chair, where is there tension? What can I do right now to physically relax my body? What parts of my body feel good? To be more aware of my presence, sometimes I'll just literally try to feel my heart beating. If I start to get overwhelmed with work, I'll just breathe slowly and I'll focus on that sensation of the very subtle pulse in my chest. Or I'll focus on what it feels like with each breath I take as my lungs fill with air. or the sensation that I feel when the air conditioner is just hitting the side of my face, right? These are all ways to reconnect with the moment, which helps us turn off the thought faucet. I don't know about you, but one thing that really moves me very regularly is song lyrics. They often become my affirmations or my mantras or just something that brings me back to the moment of like, okay, I'm here, I'm now, I'm calm, I'm deliberate, everything is fine. Everything is better than fine, and I need to stop telling myself that it's not. There's one lyric from a song that says, "Where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone." And that moved me so significantly because I think for most of my life, I was so full of shame. And and this sounds ridiculous, but like I had no connection with my heart or with joy. People would ask me, what makes you happy? What makes you come alive? I don't know. I was so depressed that it was like, I don't know, my heart's probably just like a black lump of coal, right? I really felt that way. I really did. And so to think about a state of being where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, it still, to this day, it moves me so significantly because it represents something so foreign, so different from what I had experienced for most of my life. And I know that one of the ways to get there, to continue to work towards that state where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, is to turn off the thought faucet. And I can tell you for sure that I know of when the opposite is true, when my heart is not free, when I'm full of shame or worry or fear or dread, that's when I'm deep in my thoughts. That's when I've escaped from the moment and I've retreated into my mind to manufacture all sorts of problems, to focus on all sorts of issues. One of the easiest ways I can move towards that feeling that I want to be my permanent state of being, where my heart is free and my shame is undone, to turn off the thought faucet, to just be here now, focused on what's happening now. I'm in control. I am not my thoughts. I am the thinker, and I am calm and I am deliberate. And I practice gentleness. I practice being gentle with myself, with not being so wound up. I used to operate 100% of the day in the like, faster, 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 more thoughts, more worries, more anxiety, more problems, more stress. Chill. I am calm and deliberate. I am in control. I am the thinker. I am gentle with myself. I am less intense with my intentions. Because the alternative is missing out on life. Creating an alternative reality in your head that's far worse than the present moment you're missing out on. There's a great poster that I saw recently, and sharing it with you is worth the explicit rating that I'll have to give this show. It says, "Silence is better than bullshit." Silence is better than bullshit. And yeah, there are lots of people who bring bullshit into our lives, but you know what? You know, the number one offender is usually us. We do it ourselves. We bring the bullshit in with worrying about later, tomorrow, next month, what's not fair, what can't be done, what's holding you back. Silence is better. Catch yourself, bring yourself back to this moment. Redirect. What's now? What's next? I am calm and deliberate. I am grateful for who I am. I am grateful for all I have, and I will not leave this body and retreat into my mind. I will not leave this moment and retreat into some alternate reality that I've created. Thoughts are not facts. They will not lead me. I am not my thoughts. I am the thinker. I am in control. You are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are not facts. You are the thinker, and you are in control. Major gear shift here. We'll wrap up with what I ate yesterday. For breakfast, I had bacon and eggs and a few Brazil nuts. And then after my workout, I had a really random assortment. I had a couple of tablespoons of coconut butter. Again, that's the oil and the coconut meat kind of blended together. I buy it. I don't make it. I'm not that good. And I had that alongside some fresh tomato from the farmer's market and a half an avocado. And then dinner was my favorite Cobb salad. I've mentioned it before, takeout from a restaurant near me. It is grilled romaine, grilled chicken, avocado, tomato, blue cheese, and a little bit of bacon. It is so good. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that this is something you will continue to practice because I really believe strongly that it will be a game changer for you. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much for spending your time with me. Take care. Are you ready to move beyond listening and learning and really change your life? Really live into your highest potential instead of just wishing for it and hoping something clicks? I want to do that with you. And that's why this fall, I'm hosting the first ever Primal Potential Women's Transformation Weekend, Ascend, in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th. It will be a small group, but you can get your ticket and learn all the details at primalpotential.com/ascend or by listening to episode 203 of the Primal Potential podcast. Here's what I know. Ascend will change your life, and I would love to have you join me. See you this fall.